Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here, your guest host for today, with Vince Scott Jr. on the line with me, a dear old friend. And I understand Uncle Kevin has just joined us. Kevin, how are things down in Missouri?
It's just wonderful. I got a new part for my gun, so I'm happy as a happy.
Oh, boy, you're in God's
can't
country.
Can't wait for you to come down and go shooting.
No, me too. I'm so disappointed I couldn't spend a couple of days with you on the drive home as we planned, Kevin, when all this corona broke out and Daniel with his young girls and so forth. It was a it was a real disappointment, but we will do it. We'll do it sooner than later. We're about to kind of switch gears on the show here. We've been talking about Vince's experiences with heart disease of himself and his family, and so I'd like to talk a bit, folks, about the importance of prevention. It's a famous expression that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and of course some of you will certainly relate to this if you're suffering heart disease, diabetes, or other ailments just now. It sure would have been nice to if you could have prevented that in the first place. It's an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure, as they say. So, you know, the best thing that we can do, folks, I mean, we have to have full blood flow, and we've talked about the Strauss heart drops and what they do. The other thing about Strauss heart drops, though, the main ingredient is aged garlic extract, aged garlic oil, and that is the single best natural substance on earth to support our immune system. So you're also doing that with the Strauss heart drops. But our immune system is so important, guys, because it is our defense department. And if anybody understands defense departments, it's Americans, because you guys have the biggest, the best, and you maintain it. And so you understand the importance of it. America protects the free world. And without that defense department, you wouldn't be able to protect yourselves, much less the rest of us. Including us here in Canada. So it's just so important, and it's hard to say, you know, it's just highly important because it is our defense. And when our immune systems weaken, then of course we're susceptible for all kinds of things, right from, you know, pick the worst, let's say, to cancers, all types of cancers, all the way down through viruses, bugs, flus, candida, yeast, all these nasty creatures that can somehow invade our bodies that don't belong there, parasites, and that don't do us any good. So, you know, there are things that we can do. There are things that I do every day, and that's what I'm trying to do, is keep a healthy immune system, because if a fight breaks out, flu bug comes along, cancer wants to attack you, any of these nasty things, the best thing you can do is have the defense department ready and healthy. So, of course, we need some exercise. The Creator, the good Lord, would not have given us legs and arms if we weren't meant to use them. So we do need to be off the couch and do some things. Even casual strolls, casual light walks are wonderful. Great for stress, great for anxiety. I've always said that a walk or any physical exercise like that is great for burning off bad energy, is what I've called it. And I've never been sorry when I did it, take a walk. So, you know, we need to be in decent physical condition. But our immune system now is just so important, and with all the ailments these days. So, you know, let's take a look at that. We've mentioned Strauss heart drops is a great immune support. The Strauss cold storm, this is a very large selling product, I'm told, and apparently has worked great for preventing colds. It's worked to help when a person gets a cold for the severity of the symptoms and so forth. And it also is a garlic-based formula. Another one is the smooth oregano. And I love this because we know oregano is just a great medicinal herb. It just, it's been known for centuries, and but I always found it too difficult to take. I tried about three different times in these past 20 years thinking, well, maybe I could take it now, maybe I'll take less and see how. It burns my mouth, and it would give me indigestion or heartburn anytime I tried the oil of oregano. So when I found out about this smooth oregano, which Strauss manufactures, it's spearmint flavored. It's quite tasty, easy to take. You could get a child to take it. It is safe for pregnant women and children, as is the cold storm. That's a very unusual designation to get in the natural health product business. And it is safe for pregnant mothers and for children, the cold storm and the smooth oregano. No potential harm, no side effects. And that smooth oregano, I found, guys, I took that, easy to take, spearmint flavor, I had no issues, I didn't have indigestion, it didn't burn my mouth, but I was amazed at the results. I you know, I'm a big study guy. I do studies with every product that I hear is great, and I'll get it, and my sons afford me the ability to do that, to get it to some people and try it. Well, when I took the smooth oregano myself, boy, oh boy, because of my, the bad part of my diet, the chocolate almonds and some of the baked goods, and geez, I am the cookie monster at times when they're around me, and I, you know, I'll eat a lot of them at times. It's not a good thing to do, so I'm not trying to not practice what I preach, but it's just a fact. I've always loved that stuff, and so it made sense that there would be yeast in me from, you know, the cookies, the baked goods, and so forth, bread. And when I took the smooth oregano, by God, I'll tell you, does it kill yeast? And when you have yeast that's been killed in your body wants it out. So, you know, you will use the, you'll use the bathroom to get rid of it, but a very effective and so easy to take, and a great immune support oregano is. So both cold storm, smooth oregano, great for immune, great to help you be, your defense department, be in top shape for whatever comes along. And as I say, it's a wide range of things. People are talking about corona today, but the point is, the stronger a person's immune system can be, the least, less apt they are to suffer from these kinds of things, and flu, and all of it, cancer. So these supplements, I believe, are very important for us these days. There seems to be new ailments monthly that we hear about, syndromes and so forth. And as well, it's not just physical health, guys, as you know, it's mental health. So there's two products that the Power Mall has, and that they have exclusively. And these products, I've trialed them, and they're wonderful. The one is REM Sleep. It's called REM Sleep. Anyone that's having sleeping issues, not sleeping enough, my mother suffered from this. By God, I wished I could have helped her before she passed with that sleep problem. She'd just be exhausted sometimes, and yet couldn't get to sleep or get enough of it. So on 29 of 30 test candidates that I have tried the REM Sleep on, it has worked like a top. It has worked fast. The fellow that's been on it the longest in my little study, he's got to be 10 months on it now. And he was on the show a few weeks ago with me, and he said that when he took this REM Sleep, he slept properly. He dreamt, which he never did, was dream, but he slept properly and longer than he had in 25 years. So it's just a great product, REM Sleep. I'd encourage you to try it. You can get it at the Power Mall along with other great products. And the Tranquil. This product is for anxiety, and I started it myself 3 days ago. I was just explaining a while ago, Uncle Kevin, that this I am stressed over this. I realize it, and I have great products, and I've been trained and all the rest of it, and I'm busy. So it's not like I'm sitting at home looking at the four walls. I'm busy, and yet I'm stressed. And I think I'm stressed as well for a lot of people who are out of their work and uncertain about their jobs. I'm just, it's hard not to be anxious about these things. So I was anxious myself to get the Tranquil product. It's called Tranquil. And you can get it at the Power Mall. And I must tell you, Vince, the first day I took it is the day I visited you just a few days ago in Hamilton. And I can't believe it, really. It is definitely, the only thing I can really explain is it's turned down the intensity, at least. I am calmer, I can feel it. And so I'm really loving that product. I'm going to keep taking it. And folks, if you're having anxious moments or you're suffering anxiety, I'd urge you to try it. It's called Tranquil. You can order it from the Power Mall or call them and get it sent to you. Just a great product. Again, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And there's a remarkable doctor that formulated this product. I spent a full day on the telephone with him going back a year or so ago. And I said, Doctor, now I'm an uneducated man. I understand a little about nature and health for sure, but I'm a common man, so I need you to explain all this to me in common language. He did, and got me the confidence that these sound like great products, and sure enough, they're turning out to be great products. So your mental health is important. It's kind of at risk in these days, where as social creatures, we've been restricted from what we should do and what we can do, and told to stay in our homes. I believe this is causing a tremendous amount of anxiety, as is fear. Let's not forget fear that seems to be promoted on much of the media today, scaring us half to death, like the sky is falling. And it's just, I think it's unnecessary. Two of our leaders in Canada here this week said in press releases that we have to understand that life as we knew it, normal life as we knew it, is gone forever. I thought that was extreme personally. It kind of sounded like nails on a chalkboard to me, and I just wondered how it affected people who are quite fearful to start with and don't need to be scared anymore. That's, I don't know if you guys agree, but I thought that was extreme and unnecessary forever. So our lives are changing in these dramatic ways forever. I hope it isn't true to start with. I don't believe it personally. I really don't, with these skewed numbers that we've talked about, where the professionals are telling us, the doctors saying they are skewed with these death certificates. And boy, it's going to be something if we've shut all this down and caused all this personal, business, and economic carnage over a tough flu. Our mental health is real important, folks, and I would just urge you to try, if you think you need them, the anxiety formula called Tranquil and the REM sleep. It's called REM sleep for good sound REM sleep, where we do our dreaming and really get our rest. Another product I'd like to mention that's almost completely unrelated, but it's certainly related to good health. If any of you folks grow your own vegetable garden, first of all, that's a wonderful thing, and I hope lots of people do it. I have two sons that do, and I get to enjoy some of the bounty. But I think it's also important that we recognize that all the chemicals that are on most foods are not good for us. Insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, chemical fertilizers. And I've stressed about this, to be honest, for many, many years, and I've taken different steps. We grew a big community garden in town here, and I bought some things and want to build a greenhouse to be able to eat at least some good chemical-free food every week, natural, not genetically modified. Well, this product called Iron Earth, it is something else, and it originates in the southern United States. And when I say it's 100% natural, it was. Some meteorite or asteroid must have hit the Earth millions of years ago, and there's this vein of material that has all 76 minerals in it, all 76, the humate acids, the uric acids at a high level. And I'll tell you, from 3 years testing and experience, this is one remarkable product. But what was so interesting to me and why I was so interested in it is I want to eat some natural vegetables again that aren't laced with chemicals on top of them, because you can't wash some of this stuff off when it sinks into the skin of the produce and then the leaves of the lettuce and so forth and is grown with it. Well, this iron earth is just as it comes out of the ground, except it kind of looks like coal. So obviously we can't plant huge chunks of coal in our garden. So the only process is a milling process to size it down to the size of about rough sea salt. And, man, I'll tell you, the out of my boys' gardens and out of the community garden, I would taste the stuff, and the lettuce tasted like romaine lettuce used to taste. There was tons of bounty. Either the individual fruits or vegetables, the cucumbers, they were a little bit larger, but there was lots of them, and hard and crisp. There was no, the peppers, for example, the green red peppers were no bigger. There was more of them. In the case of kale and zucchini, they were huge. The leaves of the kale was the size of elephant ears, some of them, and the zucchinis. One of my daughters-in-law made 4 loaves of zucchini bread from 1 zucchini. These were big, beautiful zucchini. So if you do grow a garden, and it's a vegetable garden, I really urge you to try iron earth. That's what it's called, iron earth. You use it once through the season. That's it. Just one time. And what it does is that it remineralizes your soil. Therefore, the minerals are in the soil. The plants, the vegetables, get their food from the soil, so they're getting the minerals. Therefore, the minerals are delivered to your table when you eat it, without chemicals, but with the full range of minerals. And it's just fabulous. I'm so excited about this. Now, on the environmental side, of course it's better than lacing plants, trees, shrubs, flowers with a whole bunch of chemicals. Just environmentally speaking, it's our surroundings, our environment. And what I saw when the one group tested iron earth, it was amazing to me. Everything from Japanese maple trees, which were, I guess, 18 inches to 24 inches higher, grown the same length of time as with conventional fertilizers and so forth, was a good 18 inches to 2 feet higher. Most amazing was the flowers. My friend, the master grower, who would got everything into the Canadian Tire store up here locally, and he's the plant guru and the growing guru, he showed me flowers that were grown by conventional means and fertilizers and flower plants that were grown with iron earth. And the iron earth plants bloomed flowers 2 to 4 weeks before the plants that weren't planted and used with iron earth. It was amazing to me. So, you know, lots of bounty, beautiful flowers, lots of flowers, healthy trees, good for the environment. It's one of those things you can't lose, really. And as far as your vegetables go, well, not only will it have the minerals that other vegetables don't have, but you'll be free of all those chemicals. You know, Kevin, you know yourself, you've been on the radio with enough guests that chemicals are not, man-made chemicals are not friendly to our bodies.
Absolutely,
we have no
not. You get them in your body, they can cause all sorts of problems.
And especially if you take more than one, if you're a person on a half a dozen, I don't think they know what each other's doing inside our body.
Don't.
But I just know we don't have equipment for it, eh?
All they want to do, all they want is money. give you as many pills as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Keep us doped up.
The other thing about pharmaceuticals, guys, you must admit, and in their defense, they do not claim to actually heal, cure, or fix anything, so they don't claim it. But if any of these drugs, call it the blood pressure drugs, for example, and there's a few of them, and they're heavy-duty drugs they are, and some of the heart drugs, if they fixed us, then you'd hear, Vince, your heart's great again. You can quit taking the heart pills. Or, Vince, your blood pressure is finally normal. You can quit taking the blood pressure pills. I've never heard anyone say their doctor say that. And you're right, Kevin. If you're on enough pills, you're a million-dollar baby to the
for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And that's the difference with these natural medicines. Now, I'll never quit taking Strauss heart drops every day. Never. It's 23 years now. I'll never stop. I don't want to clog up again. I'm taking the CardioCalm now, but I'm just going to take the 3-month treatment. I do not want irregular heartbeat back. Like you, Kevin, I'm taking the kidney blood pressure that Strauss just brought back, the original formula. You and I have both noticed good differences there with regularity, going to the bathroom, strength of the flow, and so forth. So it's like a cleanse. It's a refit. These are not things that you stay on like your blood pressure pills for life. They're really treatments. And
as it turns out, Kevin, hopefully cures.
Well, the only things that can fix us, here's a scientific fact, the only things that can fix us is cells that we're made from. Just like your automobile, you cannot fix it. As Jim Strauss used to say, you can't fix it at the lumber yard with plywood and 2x4s. You need materials the car is made from, and we're no different. So to expect chemical drugs to actually fix us is like taking our car to the lumber yard and ask them to fix it up with the wood products. But they don't claim to. They don't claim that you'll be off this pill in 6 months or a year or 2 months or 3 months. You know, it is a lifetime proposition for most of them. And there are many that say, Kevin, that the true leading cause of death is doctor prescribed drugs.
Absolutely.
And I don't doubt it, because I don't know what the heck's going on in somebody's body. My friend Joe that took up to 16 different pills, my goodness.
Yeah, it's
crazy. He was in horrible shape, but what's going on in that body?
I'm sure those pills didn't do him any good. All of them.
Oh, no,
you know?
When you got so many
in your body, they're counteracting each other.
For poor Joe, it was a downhill ride to darn near death, at 400 pounds and everything wrong. It was a sad story, but through better practices, he moved in with me right on death's door, and it wasn't too long before we could take short walks, and while he was detoxing and losing weight and eating properly, of course. But it was sure a process. It didn't happen overnight. He was in such bad shape, but, he didn't take those products forever, Kevin. He was in such bad shape that the ones we both took the same stuff together for the most part. For the kidney, I took it for 3 months. My blood pressure was normal. For Joe, it took 5. I took the CardioCalm for my irregular heartbeat for 3 months, and I haven't had it since. For Joe, it took 5 months again. He was just in that much worse shape. So it does depend on the condition you're in. There's the music, guys. Folks, thank you for tuning in today, and we'll be back right after the break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hello, folks. We're back and glad to be here. Honored to be your host today, I am. And try and do my best. I'm no Daniel Brigman, I know, but we're doing our best here. And if you have a question or a comment, please do call. The number to call is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. If you want to call the Power Mall, get more info, order a product, or order your usual product, call them at 877-817-9829. Or, of course, online at thepowermall.com. Folks, we were talking about prevention of any. Oh, we have, sorry, folks, we have Frank on the line from Ohio. Frank, how are you today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, hi, Uncle Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Good to talk to you, Frank.
Better than I deserve, okay?
But,
first of all, just two things I want to touch on. You know, I love your products. I do get your products periodically. And I'm a two-tour non-vet, 73 this summer, and an old man. But I do want to plug your products. You know, they're quality products, and people have to take their own health care in their hands. You can't go wrong ordering products from the Power Mall. Wonderful products to help your health. Take charge of your own health. So I do want to put a plug in for your product, the oregano, the heart stress drops, etc. You know, they're well worth. Everybody got extra checks here, And it's well worth your time, your life, your health, and your money to take a little bit of that money and invest it in your own health and recovery if you're having health problems or if you want to maintain good health. So I will put a plug in for Daniel and the Power Mall. And the second thing I wanted to talk about, since I've been watching this happen since the 60s, that's when I went over to Vietnam, you know, the corporate world taken over America and taken over the independent farmers and taken over the government and taken over the rest of the world, the big international companies and corporations. And the government's corporate now. So I want to touch on something maybe Daniel would touch on. You know, I noticed the parallels of the decline of this country's health and the decline of this country's reputation and the decline of this country's takeover of people's constitutional and Bill of Rights. And I do notice that over many years, decades, of the corporate takeover of the country. And I noticed the parallels, you know, it's written, life is in the blood. So, you know, to take these products and get to take charge of your own health instead of letting the medical grid and the pharma grid take over your life and life, you know, it's well worth your money, your time, and your consideration to buy the product. But I noticed the parallels between spiritual, political, and our own personal lives in communion with God, in a relationship with God, probably other than life itself, one of the most important things in our lives is our connection with God and our faith and love of God. I noticed the parallels of heart disease, number one. You know, and the heart of America is being destroyed incrementally and being done so over decades and decades, taking away our constitutional rights and ruining the health, big pharma and the medical grid in collusion. And that's not a conspiracy theory.
No, that's right, Frank. I agree with you 100%. And I'll tell you, God bless you. You're a Vietnam vet. I know many of you. I love every one of you. Never met one I didn't think the world of. And some dear friends in Florida.
We have
and,
our problem. You know, we're just people. And well, Vietnam vets, Iraq vets, and Gulf War vets, we do have our problems, both mentally, emotionally, and spiritually and physically.
Well, for sure. And, you know, Frank, I appreciate you calling in today. And the Power Mall, I don't know if you care to try it. Maybe if you don't, you've got a buddy that does or a lovely lady or mom that does. They're going to send you a bottle of Tranquil with their compliments and with my compliments. And God bless you for what you've done. And I'd like to talk about your comments and really just confirm the corporate takeover. I mean, Amazon, my goodness, the wealthiest man in the world. But what breaks my heart every day, and of course this darn virus has compounded it, Amazon's run off their feet. They can't deliver in a day or two anymore. They're so busy because people are staying at home and ordering products instead of going out, or perhaps the store that they usually went to is closed or restricted hours, or they're just fearful and they want to stay in. And what breaks my heart is the small business owners, the mom and pop shops that were the backbone of America and the backbone of Canada, they've had it so tough since the big box stores like Walmart and Amazon came around. And of course they sell so many foreign products, that's why they're cheap stuff, goods made in China. So we've exported our jobs for the sake of profits and saving money. Well, I don't think it was smart. I've got a lot of angst against China and what's happened over this virus and them concealing it from the world till so many were sick with it. You know, with the loss of the mom and pop, the family businesses, is a disaster in itself. And all the good folks that work there, there's a lot of carnage there. It's not a good outlook because people will continue to. This stage getting back to normal, boy, is hard. People aren't working. And when people choose to continue to live this isolated type of life, it's also going to create further carnage to the economy and to these small businesses. So I hear what you're saying. There's been a lot of changes in the last 30 years, and they all sure don't seem to have been for the better. And losing some of the rights we've lost, or temporarily at least lost, and it's a shame. I hope they're wrong about this virus, but I am very concerned about scaring people to the point where, what are we going to do next year? There'd likely be a flu bug come along. Will we be afraid and do the same things, or will we still be doing them? Very interesting. I went to a big grocery store after I visited Vince in Hamilton the other day. And I went to that store. It's a great store. We don't have a big store like that in my town. So I went and picked up a few things to take home that we needed. And here's what I noticed. There was only one entrance, and, of course, there was people at the door, and only so many went in. And when somebody came out, somebody else could go in, and the social distancing was right there. People are lined up all over the place. But this was interesting to me. And this is general, of course, but I would say that 80% of the folks 60 years old and older did not have a mask on. But about 80% of the folks under 60, and including all the store staff, did have masks on. And what that said to me really was that, my goodness, we scare easier than we used to, that's for sure. And obviously we're being guided by government information, and I sure, in one sense, I hope it's correct. We're going through all of this. It's not for nothing. In another sense, of course, I do hope this is just a tough flu, and that we've overreacted, and maybe we learn for the next time. If it turns out that way, I don't know if we're ever going to know the complete truth, Kevin. There's so much stuff now, and I believe what I believe. We don't need to get into that now, but I do hope that people do not become so fearful. The experts are saying that fear is the one emotion where we're unable to use our common sense for the most part. You can generalize and say that. So I'm really hoping that people are reading and using their common sense and their own intelligence to decipher, separate the wheat from the chaff. It's very difficult because, you know, who do you believe? In America's top medical expert, I guess, Dr. Fauci, the things that have been alleged about him by a couple of these whistleblowers, you know, you just wonder, will the evil ever end over money? Well, it doesn't look like it, Kevin, but this is where my stress comes from. I've been in the high-risk group all along. I was exposed to a lot of asbestos a long time ago. It killed my dad. I do have issues. But I have not been afraid of, I know I had it. I know I had it in early January, and it was darn near, actually late December, and it stuck with me darn near a month. It was certainly the toughest anything I've ever had, much less flu. You know, things are usually, with me, my experience, I've been very healthy. If I got something a day or two, I'm better. Not this time. So, and from all the people I talk to and all I've read, so many couples, husbands and wives or mates, they each got it, and they commented how hard it was to get through it. You know, it hung on, and absences from work, absences from school. So I think what we're also seeing in the news now, Kevin, is that tens of millions or more of us have had this recovered, which, now what would that do to the death count, Kevin? What would it do to it? Like they discovered in New York, they figured with their analyticals and arithmetic and a whole bunch of random testing they did, that 3 million New Yorkers already had it and recovered.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened to the figures then, Kevin? I didn't do the math, but like,
they were off by a lot. They were unbelievable.
Yeah, could it not be that this is just a tough flu?
Yeah, that's all. That's what it seems like. It doesn't even seem like it's a tough flu, to be honest with you.
Well, 25% of people don't even suffer symptoms. I was blown away by that.
And the death rate is less than, just the regular flu. I mean, it's been blown way out of proportion, way, way out of proportion.
Well, yeah, I hope that's the way to prove. when you think about that, there's a reality that there's 90,000 people a day that die in this world, you know, and we're not charting, you know, the numbers on that to the degree of, you know, how many from cancer, how many from heart, you know, attacks, other, you know, diseases, you know, but all of a sudden with this, we have a running total going every day. So, yeah, the concern there for, you know, the how it's being portrayed in the media input, you know, my fear is you talk about a divide. What if they come out and tell you, you got to take this vaccine just to get out of your home? And when you do take it, we stick an electronic bracelet on you, you know.
Yeah,
and now we've got to do the do's and the don'ts. And, you know, and what kind of divide do we have going on there? I mean, this is scary, scary times, and you're absolutely right. We got to put this in perspective to what it is, and you know, get a grip on it, and get back to some normality here. You know, I'm not saying
I hear you, Vince. You know, this business of the bracelet, I've seen that too, or the computer chip under our skin that could hold all this information. Well, my belief is that won't happen in the United States of America. The Americans, plenty of them, live by that Constitution, defend that Constitution. It doesn't seem to be the same here in Canada, Vince, and I regret that. I'm sorry for that. And then sometimes I wonder how we're going to answer to our children and grandchildren over what happened and what, not just over Corona, over many things, letting our governments spend so much that they're broke, and I believe exporting all the jobs at the same time, taking all the money away and hurting their chances to have the life that we had the chance at. Now, I'm 66 years old. Vinny, I know you're 66. Kevin, you're 68. And, you know, don't you feel for the younger people? Vince and I were talking earlier, the kids that can't play sports this summer, the kids that can't go outside. In Spain, they were in the house for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed, really, at what we're turning over to younger people. And I think there's enough of us that will be willing to step up and leave, pass, if we could save and
everybody
help these
here,
younger people. We had our chance.
Everybody over here is not getting a vaccine to travel or to whatever. We won't travel then, if that's the deal.
I'll be the same way, I must admit, Kevin. That'll break my heart, too, but I will be the same way. And I'm scared to death of those vaccines, the what I do know about them and what Jim Strauss taught me. I'm scared to death of them. And I just, as he said always, I don't want to be injected with what you're trying to prevent me from getting it. It just never added up to him. And the more I've learned over this corona and reading experts and watching videos and, you know, deciphering for myself, trying to use common sense, it's just something else. I don't know how we'll answer to the young ones over this. And I don't think they're being considered enough just now, Kevin. We're concerned. And, of course, we love our senior people, and we love our parents and grandparents. There's no doubt about that. I truly wish we'd think a little bit more about the young people today. You know, this virus, for example, has killed, apparently it's over 90% of the deaths have been people over 70, and the huge majority of them with serious health ailments to start with. So why hasn't the focus been on the hospital, the nursing homes, the seniors' residents? Why didn't we turn our focus there and help save more of those people, but let the world operate is the way I've been thinking. Why, you know, it seemed very odd to me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy, but my goodness, some of the stuff that's coming out, you just have to wonder. And I feel bad for the leaders. They're not virologists and doctors and so forth, chemists. They have to rely on the experts for good information. And I'm beginning to believe, Kevin, I'm a long way from beginning to believe, but I'm believing that there's a lot of untruth going on right now. And I don't know why they want to scare us so bad, except many have pointed out when people are afraid, they're easy to control.
That's right. And I think it's about total control.
You know, Bill Gates, I saw him on television, said that, I don't know who, he's not a health expert, he's just a mega billionaire.
Yeah.
Obviously a brilliant man, but he's not a health expert, and he has spent a lot of money and contributed a lot of money to population control, to vaccines, and he said the other day on TV, we can't be safe until everyone on this globe has been vaccinated. And when he said that, Kevin, I thought, I wonder how many trillion-dollar prize that is.
Yeah.
It's not billions, it's trillions,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
7.8 billion people.
Yeah, he's going to make a fortune if that's true. And I don't think it's going to come to fruition. I just don't think it's going to do it.
I pray it's not, Kevin. You know what else I was blown away at? In America, I guess this is. In Canada, we have this so-called free health system that's broke us. But in America, they say that if a person's in the hospital and got corona, the hospital gets an extra $13,000 and change dollars,
yes,
from the government.
Yes, that's what I heard, too. I don't know if it's true. And if they die, everybody over here, or from what I've heard, everybody's getting tagged with the coronavirus because they get an extra $4,000 or $5,000 if...
Well, if they've been on a ventilator, the news says the hospital gets an extra $39,000.
Yeah.
And there's some experts, Kevin, saying that it's not the way to treat most of the corona sufferers. In Mexico, they're putting them on their stomachs. And they've discovered, I believe it was discovered in Mexico, they're talking about it in America now at the Monterey Technology, or whatever the Spanish expression is, but Monterey, they own three hospitals and a big research laboratories and so forth. They've said that the cause of these deaths, because they've stopped them. People with corona are going into their hospitals. They're open to them, of course. And they've stopped them by giving them anticoagulants, because they found that people dying are having strokes or mini strokes, and that's what's killing them. And the Monterey outfit is claiming they are not losing anyone, even over 80.
Wow.
Who is infected with corona. Now, I hear this, I've heard this talked about in the U.S. reports now, but then further, a biochemist and virologist said, if this is what's killing people, it cannot have anything to do with coronavirus. And I don't pretend to understand it, Kevin. It's, you know, way above my head in science, but these people who are the gurus have actually come out and said that you know, corona doesn't do that to you. And so, you know, we're all left somewhat confused and wondering who's on first and who's to be believed.
What's on second? I don't know.
But I'm starting to get very suspicious, Kevin. I really
Me
am.
Too.
Like, what the heck is
what
going
is
on
going
this
on?
Time?
What's going on? Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
We don't know. Who do you
no.
trust? Nobody knows. When big money is involved, there's big trouble. That's all I know.
You know what else with vaccines, Kevin? Let's just say the vaccine itself costs X dollars a piece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Is it $10? Is it $100?
I have no idea.
But on top of it, who has to administer it, Kevin? A medical professional. They're not free.
Huh?
They're busy doing other things in this country. They're run off their feet because it's free. Hard to get an appointment with a specialist.
Over here, you can get them at the drugstore. You can get vaccines at the drugstore over here. That's how prevalent they are. And they'll pay you $5. A lot of places, they'll pay you $5 to get a vaccine.
Come on.
No, that's a God's honest truth.
Well, you know why that is, Kevin? I'll bet you anything. I'll bet you anything it's because the government pays for it.
Yeah.
I found out years ago in Canada, these drug pharmaceutical salespeople, the salespeople that visit doctors, that's their job, bring them samples. I learned in Ontario, we've paid for every single sample pill, and that's why the game is, you know, get a friendly doctor who will let you load them up with samples, and he may be giving them away, but the government's paying for every
right,
single
exactly.
pill. I never knew that till about 10
yeah.
years ago, and I went, holy jeez.
The whole medical thing is corrupt. The whole thing.
You know what a friend's wife told me years ago? She was a top sales lady for one of the pharmaceutical companies, and they got treated to an all-expense trip in Europe because she had done so well. But she told me, and this is 25 years ago, Kevin, that their mandate, their job was to deliver a minimum of $90,000 a week to their doctor clients, the doctors that are on their list. And she said their main job, because they don't get to see a doctor often or actually have lunch or sit with them for any length of time, but they learn their favorite lunch, their favorite foods. So her main job is five or six doctors every day delivering that favorite food. Usually doesn't get to see them. Some of them are friendly enough. She can just leave the samples, get them signed for. And every pill is paid for by the public. So I'll bet it's the same in the States. If they're paying $5 for a vaccine, somebody's paying, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the American taxpayer. That's who's paying.
Isn't that something?
I'd feel a lot better about our vaccines if the companies that make them had liability on them. Over in the States over here, the pharmaceutical people don't have any liability for what they put in people's bodies.
You know why they're such a cash cow, though, Kevin? They don't go through 5-year clinical studies.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they can pump one out in a year, and then all of a sudden, it's, you know, they put it out there. And
I don't know if it's the same in America, Kevin, but in Canada, do you know who else pays the huge bill for the clinical studies? It's
probably
50%
America.
Paid by our government. Our government pays for 50%.
Yeah, I was going to say we pay for everybody. You know,
that's right. And the pharmaceutical
illegals come over, we pay for them. You know, you want a new jet there over in Venezuela? Okay, we'll get you one. American taxpayer will pay you.
What a nice business, though. I've been thinking about this. I've been in business. This is my 50th year.
How come you haven't tapped into that?
I've never had a government pay for a load of batteries, pay to help with the hazardous waste on a ship. The regular business doesn't get the government to kick in half the overhead. I wonder why they do. But you can see the incentive. It's for money. Then when the pills get approved and distributed, only Big Pharma makes the money.
That's right.
Here we go, folks, to another commercial. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. That's the second time I've done that.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.